In Matthew 18, verse 21 to 22, it reads, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?' Jesus answered, 'I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Let us pray. Father, you sent your son Jesus to forgive us of our sins so that we could be reconciled to you. Help us to forgive those who hurt and disappoint us. Help us to do this, O God, by the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of your son Jesus. Amen." The title of my sermon for you today is Forgive and Forget. Once you have exercised the power of forgiveness, it enables you to overcome the pain and discomfort of what was done to you. This does not mean that you necessarily will forget what happened. You see, true forgiveness allows you God's grace to remember what happened, but without the pain or discomfort or the guilt. It gives you also the quality to forgive your brother or sister as often as it's necessary. Most people base the forgive and forget concept on Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. Which says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." This is a new covenant that God has made with you and me through the blood of Christ. God is able to forgive and forget. This is part of his reconciliation package to those who come to experience the redemptive work of his son Jesus Christ. You and I are able to forgive, but not always able to forget. However, the grace of God given to us through Christ brings healing to our memories and hurts when we exercise the power of forgiveness. Once your conscience has been cleansed through the blood of Christ, through forgiveness, then your memory and hurts will be healed. Hebrews 9 verse 14 says, "How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from the acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God." This scripture talks about purging your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. The first good work you are called to do after receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior is to get baptized. Baptism is the continuation work of giving you a good conscience towards God. 1 Peter 3 verse 20 says, "To those who were disobedient long ago, then God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water." And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This gives you the capacity of God's grace to receive healing to your memories and hurts when you exercise the power of forgiveness. This is a process and needs time. Time for healing, not for forgetting. In Psalm 147, verse 3, It says there, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And he does that so that whatever has been done to you, as long as you have forgiven the person who did it, the process of healing will begin whether you remember or not what happened to you. Forgiveness cannot be taught. It must be experienced. It must be experienced. Forgiveness is a decision activated from within your heart, which enables you to love and reconcile with the person, even if you don't agree. Don't forget that. Just as our faces are different, so are our opinions and ideas and the way we approach life. What a boring life this would be if we all did things the same way. Therefore, agree to disagree. Don't also forget that God forgave you first through Christ to make reconciliation. If there's one thing you should not forget, it's that you should not put off forgiving the person you know you need to forgive. Otherwise, if you put it off too long, you will need to be delivered from the spirit of unforgiveness. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
You brought me, it's a gift from paradise, and so precious because you paid a price I could not pay. Freedom has come to save me from the guilt that I was in. You rescued me from death and sin. What a mighty God you are. Sometimes.